I find to be one of the most challenging sugyas to understand. But it gives us an opportunity to make two or three very important and fundamental statements in the context of Hezek. So we're back. We start with the listing of Reb Chiya. Tony Reb Chiya, Esav Yarba, Oves Nezik, and Tishlomi Kefal, Reb Chamisha, Gan of Gazlan, Eidim Zemimin, Vahoynes. Rashi says that Gan of Gazlan, in this case, is the Shemeshalem Alpi Atzmai, Ve'enim Meshalem Kefal, Kerem Bulvod. Otherwise, it would include a Kanas. So ganef over here is to be distinguished from the Tashlumi Kefal that was already listed. So Rechiyan, why Tashlumi Kefal precedes ganef and gazlan. The Eidim Zayman we discussed last week. Va'oynes ha'mfate u'moitzi shemra va'metamei va'medameya va'menasech. Those last three entries, Reb Chiya's edition. The last three entries of Reb Chiya. Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph explains why would Reb Chiya include them. Oh, sorry. Why would Reb Chiya include them and Reb Shaya not include them? The Gemara says, Hezek v'hamedameya v'hamenasech dimam moinuhu. There one is paying for moment. Wait, this needs some time to warm up. There, hamedameya v'hamenasech v'hamenasech, the Gemara says, it's moinu. So since I'm paying for compensation for the damage that I impose on somebody, so it should be listed by Reb Shaya. The Gemara says, "Listnei monavshach." He hezek she'enoi nikur shmei hezek hotonalei nezek. Gemara says that Mar explains why would Reb Shaya leave it out. Well, he has a shade in Niker, Shmei Hezek, so then it's included in Nezek. He has a shade in Niker, Loi Shmei Hezek, Havale Kenosim, Kenosim Loi Kamari. So according to Rishaya, either it's included in Nezek on Mamazek, or it needn't be listed. It's not part of his list. Either it's Moment or it's Kenos. Right? That one line is a line that many of Rishonim discuss. What's the problem with that one line? So just before we go back, let's finish the sentence. Always good to finish the sentence. Leimok asav Reb Chiya. So this should instruct us that Reb Chiya holds hedek she'ein oinikir loy shevei hezek. The ish shevei hezek kotonu lei nezek. So the Gemara says you cannot draw this conclusion. Ton ezek de minkira v'ton ezek de loy minkira. So the Gemara says, no, it's conceivable that Reb Chiya wants to list Hezek HaMinker separately from Hezek Deloy Minkera. So we should not conclude that Reb Chiya holds Hezek Shayna Nikir Loishma Yezik. Right? So what's the maskon of our sugya? That our sugya cannot give us any information about the basic machlokes. Correct? According to Rabbi Ishaya, we can explain his number, whether he holds Shmei Yezek Alei, Shmei Yezek, correct? And according to Rabbi Chiya, we can explain if it's Loi Shmei Yezek, so then it's included in Nezek, but he still wants to have Hezek the Minkra and Hezek the Minkra. Right? If it's Loi Shmei Yezek, so it's a Kanas, so it should be listed separately. And if it's Shmei Yezek, he wants to have different kinds of Hezek. Alright, Hezek the Minker and Hezek the Loy Minker. Good? So far so good? So Lachaira, our Gemara should not add too much to the sugya of Hezek Shenike, Hezek Shmeiniker. Right? First glance. However, the Rishonim point out some of the Shita. Mari Katz. He hezek shenik loish me hezek havele kenosa. Okay, so now going back on zeroing on this line. Again, the context is the list of hezek. Good. So now we're zeroing in on the Gemara's argument. The Gemara's argument was, why is Rabbi Chiya listening it? Why is Rabbi Ishai ignoring it? Okay? So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Chiya will do whatever works, we'll make it fit in. Okay? Rabbi Ishaya, he says, the Gemara says, well, if it's Shmei Hezek, it's there. If it's Loi Shmei Hezek, then it's Knas. So Shita says, wait a minute, if it's Loi Shmei Hezek, it's Potter. Not Knas, right? The Gemara is saying, if you hold Loi Shmei Hezek, you're still paying, you're paying in a different category. Tema, the matzor chulem havele kinosa. Typically, at most, happen in Rabbanon. Kim the Shmei Yezek. Rabbi Ishaya loy toni, and the chayom b'nei raisa. So once Mari Katz makes that ha'ara, so now all the lights go on. So now what happens? So now when the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya, it's in there anyways. What is in there anyways? Gemara should have said, if it is in Hezek, Niker, Shmei Hezek, it's there. I get that. If Hezek Niker Loi Shmei Hezek, the Gemara says once again, then it has to be listed. No, yeah, sorry. If Hezek Niker Shmei Hezek, then we need to have Minker and Loi Minker. Good. Then I understand. If Hezek Shein Niker Loi Shmei Hezek, the Gemara says good. He lists Kenosis. What he lists? He's listing the Rabbanans. Some Achronim say, Akasha, if he's listening to Rabbonans, who said that the Rabbonans are Machayim Ve'idis? That's not such a strong Kasha, because maybe Chazal Mesaka and the Rabbonans, that this is the Rabbonans, Ve'idis. Right? But the whole Mahalach of the Sugya doesn't even raise the question of being a Rabbonan. The Gemara says, yeah, according to Rabbi Chiya belongs there. What do you mean belongs there? Is Rabbi Chiya listening every single Mazik in the Rabbonan? What happened to Groma? A lot of gromas, right? Perek Vav is 3 or 4 gromas in Mishnah. Teima de matzorech loima hava le kenosa teima le havde rabbonon keima de loy shmei ezek. That's an eyes and a kasher. Right? And now this, our gemara is making now a huge contribution to the sugya of Hezek Niker loy shmei ezek. Right? The Pnei Yeshua, I know we're jumping, but just I'm trying to show you how dramatic this Gemara is. Pnei Yeshua is one of the greatest Sfarim on Shas. He's one of the early, very earliest of the Achronim. He was one of the Polish Achronim. You know, you learn in history how the centers of Torah went from Babel to Western Europe, far west to Spain, for the during the Rishonim's time, and then gravitated further and further east until the Alta after 1492, and then ultimately the centers of Torah made it even past France and Germany after the Bali Taisvus, and then they found themselves because of Crusades after that, and they found themselves in Poland. Now we have five or six of them. The first five or six Gedolim in Poland, I forget if Yeshua maybe was one of the first five or six, or shortly after. He was one of the Gedolim, one of the giants, the titans of the Achronim. He became somewhat eclipsed until the 1900s. It seems Pnei Yeshua was almost like a basic statement. Anything he wrote on was basic. After Reb Chaim took over, he eclipsed Pnei Yeshua because of a different style. So probably in the last 30, 40 years, so he's not learned as much as he used to be learned. But look at what the Yeshua points out of here. Lema svir le Reb Chiya hezek to nikir loishon yezek. Lefi ma shekosev le'el tikshe demand the svir le hocha havem in rabbonon. Loishach likreis and ovois. Achrei kechleis hakol, so you'll tell me that he wants to include rabbonons. You'll tell me he wants to include rabbonons because I've made the beast calling it an ov. How can you call a rabbonon tikir hezek an ov? That's not shayach. So the Gemara, is there any other way to read the Gemara than to say that our Gemara is assuming Hezek and Nikil Loish Hezek still pays and still pays a Raisa? The the Milid Rabbanavi Tuva Yaisa Michav Dalad Rabbanans. You're going to say they're only listing three Rabbanans out of the 24. Lochei Nirbe Vedoichak, they're from. Back against the wall. V'doyichak. L'may desok adaitu b'chiyah svilei loish v'yezek. If you say that b'chiyah holds loish v'yezek, haynu she'enu doyme lehezek hanikr. Avon v'kol mokim have a hezek v'neraisa. He hedges himself l'may desok adaitu. In other words, he's saying it's conceivable that this will not be the conclusion of the sugya. But we paskin leish mehezek. Lamai, if you're going to say, according to that opinion, the hezek shenikra leish mehezek must be, it's still a deraisa de kedin. It's not called hezek aniker. Leish mehezek is an adayma lehezek aniker. Not peladika, no, listen. When you think about it, it's so hard. And the Pnei Yeshua's teretz is a must be that there is a hezek she'ena nikah, which is chiyu deiraisa. It's a payment deiraisa. This becomes a huge source of support for mahalach, which the Birka Shmuel suggests, very much debated, and that is that, for example, tomun by eish. It could be, he would say the same thing about Kalin Babor. Rav Shmuel advocates that the kulas of the Oves and Zikin are still osir, but they're just potter from Tashlumen. No. Rav Shmuel says it around, that what is not in violation of the Iser Hezek, but there still is a chiyuv tashlumen. No, that can't be. No. This is the way he said it first. That he says that there's still, you're still over the Isir Hezek, but you're potter mi tashlumen. That means that there is an Isir de Raisa, a Hezek, which does not result in tashlumen. All right. That's not such a big chiddush, because grama is an isa de raisa of hezek without a chiv to shlum. Over here, the Pnei Yeshua is saying that there is something which is not called hezek, nevertheless, there's going to be a chiyuv tashlumin. Mikol mokim have a hezek deraisa. See how he's pressed. Now let's go back to what the Rishonim say. Let's see. I see how serious a kasha this is. If you learn quickly, you gloss over it. But that when you learn the sugya in Gittin, right? Nun base and a base. An alpha base. What's that? Nun base and a base, the Mishnah says, Hametame, Vamedame, Vamanasach, Vishoyeg, Potter, Vemez and Chayev. No, what does the Gemara say? If you hold Hezek, Shein and Nicker, Shmei Hezek, so why is Vishoyeg Potter? And we hold Hezek, Shein and Nicker, Lav, Shmei Hezek, why is Vemez and Chayev? No, what does the Gemara say?
Chizkiya holds Midrabanan.
Midrash everything
is chayev, and
Midrash Rabbanim
is potter.
Because Shami,
to make sure that people tell
us. Correct, right. There is a chayev b'shogeg potter, because if you don't, because if you mechayev a guy b'shogeg, he's not going to tell. He made a mistake. He dropped the sheretz, and you'll never find out about it. So in order to encourage people to say, "You to lose tamei," so we potted him up. If you hold Hezek Shein and Nikur, Lav Shmei Hezek. So B'Shegi Yipater. No, good. Why Yechayiv and Bezin? Shulehei Kol Odom, Hoylech V'Soyev, Shereisesh, that we can get upset with somebody. I'll Hezek Shein and Nikur. I'll take Shrotzim, I'll have a box of Shrotzim. Guy doesn't give me a good grade. I'll be Metame, if I'm a Zakoyan. I'll be Metame, is all this food in his house. I'll let the Shrotzim run. I'll catch him afterward, for the next Koyan. Right? I'll have a little vial of Yayin Nesek with me. I'll go over and pour it into his bottles of wine, his fancy, expensive bottles of wine. No, and a nicker. So, L'chayra, there's no Chiyuv de Reis of the Shulman. Right? If there'd be a Chiyuv de Reis of the Shulman, so Gemara could not say, we're going to be Machayiv, you do Mezid, because so that way you will not be. You will not, if there's a kanas de raisa, what is it, does it make any sense? Right? That's the Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua is going to have to work it out that it's only according to the Havim or Gemara or Mechiyim, not according to the Maskana. Says the Mari Katz, V'yesh Loimar, Dekevan Dekulan Chayovin, Loishnod Ravonan, Loishnod de raisa. My character, I can't go, I can't. It's a drabonim, it's a drabonim, it's a drabonim. So the Gemara says, it's got to be a drabonim. No. You're kosher. The tape came from the Lexivia de Raisa, Lomigrov. Well, why is Rabbi Shai telling me it's a kanaz? He should tell me it's not a chumash. No apostle. Tamina min haperes v'mtoimar ki nami loish mehezek tikshe im kenavi kenosa u'kvar tonalei kenosa. V'oid oimer mori the e loish mehezek el kenas israch shapil and misn lehavi v'chlal kenosa d'tnan. The ha loy iri rak b'knas de raisa, hacha kenosat rabbananu. Avol ish mei hezek imkain de raisa ukeshor nezek. Imkain bechlal nezeku. So the Balei Tosfos clearly are not going along with the Yeshua's malachim here. by taste would say, so he says, Rabbanan, Loish Mehezek, Apella, that Rav Chiya decided to include Hezek, Rabbanan. The Gemara says, let's see what Rav Chiya holds. He says, he can't prove it to Rav Chiya, because if he holds Hezek in a Nikr, no, he includes Kenas. Apella, the Gemara said, clearly Rav Chiya holds Hezek in a Nikr, Shmei Hezek. Hezek the Meh, and Hezek the Leimen Kira. He pays Edith, and it's an Av. No, the Pella. Rashi explains that that's Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number one is that at first glance, our Gemara is very, very difficult. Right? And the sugi is very difficult. Ad kidei kach that the Yeshua says when the pshat in our sugya, fantastic chiddush. That hezek shel nikah is going to be still be in chiyuv deraisa. Yeshua happens to resonate very, very nicely. I would love to be able to accomplish the Yeshua, because I don't understand why nikah and shel nikah should get let a guy off tashlumin. So I'd love to be able to be convinced of the Yeshua. Right? It's a difference, it's a slight difference. It doesn't really mean nikr. Not nikr, it means it's not as much nikr. But v'chayra, the Balei Tosfos clearly did not hold like Pnei Yeshua, and for good reason. Because how are you going to make it fit into the Sugin? So that raises, so then the Balei Tosfos say, it's got to be Rechiz, including the Rabbanon, the Tashlumen. It's a pella that he calls it an Ava Mazik. It's a pella that Gemara didn't say it. Gemara says Knas without pointing out that it's a Knas of Rabbanon. No, don't have to the pella. Next, when Rashi explains Ezek Shen and Nikir at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. Alright, so Mitameh Yistruma. What's the Hezek in being Mitameh Akoyin Struma? He's gotta sell it to a non Koyin. Right? No. If I know that a Koyin is selling Truma to Meya, I have the Koyin over the barrel. Mitameh Truma Bechulin. Know what's the Hezek over there? Right, same thing, right? Maybe even not as much of a hefsim. Min aseich yain la'avayin zara. Truma to me is totally lost. Truma to me is totally lost after burn truma to me. So that's a total hefsim. Min ameya is less of a hefsim because you can get something for it. Min aseich yain la'avayin zara. Right? It's a machlaikas in Gittin, whether he's actually pouring the wine or being mixing the wine. Rav and Shmuel. Beforish amay leikom levi rabba meinei. The guy's thinking about a zara. So we're not going to nail him for losing a bottle of wine. It could be a very, very expensive bottle of wine, but the guy's thinking about a zara. So the Gemara says, no. That it's not simultaneous. Right? Because the gezel, the Gemara explains that one is Mishas Hagbah when he picks it up, and the other is what's that? Then? Right. So since the Avodah Zorah and the Hefsid Mammon don't happen at the same time, right? Omelav Menasa Kamei Mimnei VeIdach Rav Yirmiyah. Mishas hagbo de kona mischai v'nashal loy have ad shas nisuch. That the I become a chayv already to pay for this when I steal it. So the chiyuv tashlumen starts at the point of the gneiva. Why can't I give it back to you as is? Why can't I say arei shalchol lefanecha? Well, then, because if you hold hezek shenidik shmeyezek, because I am not giving the same thing back to you. But that takes place when I actually do the shaking. So Gemara says, "Metame midamei menaseich loik siva behedya." V'afilu hachi have others. No, if you hold hezek nikir shmei hezek. Then Rashi says, but it's not mefurish because of. No. Havi oveis, why? Shebechnal nezeke. The nezek momen ksiv batayra. Right, this is a very, very important yesoid for us. Right? Where do you have odom amazik momen? Odom amazik, odom, that's the perek of achayva. Right? So that is kiyakish. Where do you have odom amazik momen? So that's Make Nevesh Vema Yerushalmena. Possibly Yikra. So, Odom Amazik Momen, there are different ways of doing it. So now the Gemara is listing three that Amidame Menasech and Mitame. Rashi here says our sugi could not be going according to Shmuel because Shmuel holds that it's Ma'arev, and there he says there the it's not a significant enough hezek to be considered even the hezek Shena Nikir if you hold Shmei hezek. Rashi concludes that our sugi has to be according to Rav. Okay, but you see very important Yesod over here. That everything has to come back to the sugya of Makei Nefesh v'Yishalmena. And L'chayra, the machlekes of Hezek Shein Nikir, Shmei Hezek Alav Shmei Hezek, means, does this Hezek fit into Makei Nefesh v'Yishalmena Yishalmena? When the Torah was Mechayiv Odom Amazik. So the Torah... The Torah had a very specific dimion in mind. Person who beats up somebody else's animal. Makei nefesh behemah. So Rashi is explaining to us that if you hold hezek she'enin nikir shmei hezek, that means it fits in to nefesh behemah shalmena. It's a nezek deiraisa. That's the pasuk. That's as close as you're going to get. Like Siva Behedya. But there's a pasuk in Chumash in which it fits into. Again, a chiddush that we're going to include in Av because it is included in a pasuk. If you hold Hezek, Shein Nikir, Lav Shmei Hezek, so it means it's not included in the pasuk. And according to the Balei Tosfos, it's not a deraisa. Right? So Yeshua would say, it's not included in the pasuk, but it still is an isa deraisa. Very hard to say. When Rashi explains hezek shenidikir in Gittin, this is a famous Rashi. This Rashi is often learned as a hakdama to the Masechta. Rashi, we're in Gittin now, on Nun Gilma Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, what's Menasech? Mafsid Legamrei. The wine is totally useless now. Why is it totally useless? Shosubando. Avometame, I forgot the mafsid le legamre, the inshu atzme, yochel lechol, avochosi hudan la soka. So you have to burn it. but you can still get benefit from the burning truma today. However, so that's Shmei Hezek. Ubehezek lechilka Torah kishu ba bidei Adam atzmai bein shoyeg lemezek kenabina v'achayla. Right? When it comes to if he hezek shmei hezek, he holds shmei hezek. So the Torah said that it's shoyeg lemezek, doesn't matter. Right? That's the pasuk. It's going to the end of the pasuk in Makiv Hamishal Mena. Hezek sheni neker k'may hanidim asizin sheli yistanu mikamus shahoyu. Not significantly changed. Not changed enough. The Gemara says b'shoyeg, because if you're potter, you want to make sure that the guy will tell. If you hold Lav Shmei Hezek, Kevon de Shavinu de Konsur Rabbonon, right? Clear that if you hold Lav Shmei Hezek in the Rabbonon, Kenosu Metamevin de Mezin Chay Bekenosa, who Hezek Shinig Lav Shmei Hezek, who Kenosa Mekenosa Leofina, Da Lav Dinu, because there's no Chiyuv. Hecha de konus konus. Hecha le konus. So Rashi clearly holds that a hezek and nikur is going to be an iser de rabbana. Gemara says, "Mishum de'asel ligvarim tuma, mebnei prushim she'olchen chulein betara." Right? Umishum de'avad isura konsua. So you see from this Rashi that Rashi holds that causing somebody a hezek is an isur. That's the what is often discussed at the very beginning of the Masechta, whether Hezek is an Iser or whether Hezek is a Chiv Tashlumin. So this Rashi is often brought as a Raya that Hezek Shein a Nikur is a Din Da Knas De Rabbonon. What's the Knas? So the Rashi says, because they did an Iser. Mishum de Avad, what's the Iser to call it to make something Tomei? A coin has also become Tomei. Where is there an Iser in causing something to become Tomei? Because Purushim want to eat a Betara. And therefore you're causing them an aggravation, Hezek. Mishum de Avad Isura Konsua. That's often a riot that's brought. And Rashi holds Hezek Shinu Nikir, Shmei Hezek is means that there must be some that a hezek shen nikir. Even if you say, if you say shmei hezek, so then you've caused some iser, and you mechuyev to pay up. And behold, hezek shen nikir lashmei hezek. So then you haven't caused that much hezek. Hezbra dover according to Rashi. That Odom HaMazik is defined in the parsha of Makir Eim Yishalmena, and that pasuk is defining for us what's the hezek the Torah is concerned about. So from that pasuk, you can only derive if you hold hezek sheniniker shmei lav shmei hezek. It means you can only derive hezek and niker. The Torah never described a chiyuv tashlum and hezek shein and niker. Right, so again. So, we began with Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya adds three overs. Metame, medave, menasech. What characterizes those three overs? That it's a hezek shein and niker. Okay. Hezek shein and niker machlokes in Gittin. We know the din. The din is it was chayiv v'mezen and potter v'shoigeg. Exactly how we come to this din is a machlokes. Whether we come to that din by saying minei raisa potter, Chazal added on the chiyuv to discourage people from using these halachas to harm people. If you hold that hezek shel nikar shmei hezek, Chazal freed the shoygeg. Normally, Odom HaMazik is chayiv b'shoygeg. Chazal freed the shoygeg in order that he will confess. So you'll know what's tame, what's aser. Good. Our sugya presents these three as avos by Reb Chiya. That opens up a host of kashas. If you hold hezek shel nikar shmei hezek, so then is a chiddush that even that which is not mufurish b'kra is listed as an Oma Mazik. If you hold hezek shen nikar shmei hezek, elav shmei hezek, so we understand why Rabbi Shai does not list it. We don't understand why Reb Chiya lists it, and we don't understand why the Gemara doesn't remark somehow that Reb Chiya is including Nizkei de Rabbanim. Alright? So far, so good. In addition, through the sugya of Hezek She'ein Nikar, we learn two very important Rashis. The Rashi in Gittin, which is the source for understanding Shitas Rashi, there is an Iser Hezek, is not only a Chiv Tashulman, and the Rashi in our sugya that points out what the Gemara says later on, but Rashi points it out very sharply, that Odom HaMazik Momon, is not under the same category as Odom HaMazik Odom, separate category, Maki Behema Yishalmena. Right? It raises a question when the Gemara says that both Rabbi Shaya and Rabbi Chiya both say that all Nezek is included under Nezek. So Tzorchi and Godel, because they're really two separate Ovos, and separate Pesukim. The Gemara says consistently that you don't have to include Odom HaMazik Momon as a separate Nezek, it's included in Nezek. Rav Chiya says, I want to include Hezek Demiha Ezgalei Binker. Rav Chiya should say, I want to include Odom HaMazik Odom, a pasuk, and Odom HaMazik Momon HaPasuk. Difficult. All this brings us to one very basic question. And that is, do we have any understanding of Hezek She'en Nikar Lav Shmei Hezek? What's the machlokes? What's at the root of the machlokes? How can anybody say that Hezek She'en Nikar Lav Shmei Hezek, I'm causing a person to have some moment, So how could a person say that the hezek shen in nikir should be lodged for hezek? And that's that is how we pass it. Go ahead, Ellie.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says that we're putting in the Mishnah because we need a Knas Darban in the Mishnah.
He doesn't say it that way. He's including Knas Darban.
It's even more significant because it's Knas Darban. Right? That's what he's saying?
No.
It has special value as a Knas Darban. I'm not trying to.
He's just saying it's a Drabban.
So, according to him just saying it's a Drabban, so why is it the only Knas Drabban? Or what does it imply?
What is it, therefore?
You know, there's so much that needs to be unpacked in the statement. Like, what else does it go?
Kasha's a good Kasha.
Also, with that Rabbanit Peretz, he said that the Rabbanit Peretz was thinking along the same lines as King of Yeshua.
In terms of the Kasha.
Yeah, okay, fine.
In terms of the terrorists, he's like the Pasha, so like Rashi, right? I showed you the Bnei Yeshua just to show you how difficult this Kasha is. In other words, that when you see the Bnei Yeshua, how far Yeshua went to Mechadish, and you appreciate what Eli is saying, that the Bnei Peretz statement is a Tzorachin Godel. The Rambam defines for us hezek shen nikir, a mazik momin chaveroi hezek she'enoi nikir, hoyel v'loy nishtana al dover, v'loy nifsedot surosin, hareza potter min atashlumen din toira, avol mi divrei sefer momru, hoyel v'hivchis demeyim, hareza chayiv u'mishalim ashivchis mi demeyim. Right. What is surprising with this Rambam? Go ahead.
He says it's a
Drabbanon. Yeah, he says it's clear to Drabbanon. And go ahead.
No.
He doesn't say what impression do you get from the Rambam why Chazal made it this Drabbanon. Go ahead.
Calling it Nezek. You're just saying it's Nezek
Darban. Yeah. Ram didn't say Vidivi Omru Hoyol the Yelech Odom the Yisraif the Yitame Truma the Yitame the Nasech the Yafsin Chaveiro. Oh, this is the Neim. How is the Chayim? What's Rambam pointing out to us? How does Rambam define nikir and not nikir? Gives examples. How's the Rambam paskening? By an Isa, by a Chiyuv?
Derbanon.
So the Rambam is paskening the way Rechiyah says.
King
Deraisa. Correct. The Dov is a Knas, who shekonsu chachomim, and there he explains, Kedei, shelo yehei kol echon v'echon min ha-shchisim, ha-yil v'tam v'tereshu v'chav e'eroi, v'am v'poterini. Right, this is a perfect example of the Siva Satakana and the Oifan Atakana. The Siva Satakana is in order to protect people from vigilantes. From vigilantes. Right? From halachically, not from, but halachically educated vigilantes. Right? Again, it's a Kam Chacham. He learned the Gemara in Gittin, the Gimel, Shem and Nikr. Right? He knows he'll be able to go to Bezin and say, Nidikir. Right? He knows what he's doing. That's the Sibas Atakana. The Eifan Atakana is Hivchis, the main Shalchaber. Ari is the Chayiv. And we can even go a step further in Reb Chiya. That Reb Chiya is teaching us that when Chazal, and this is a little bit of an answer to what Eli said before, that when Chazal established their din, they established it as an Av. In other words, they established it as, these are three different forms of Hezek, Shein, and Niker. They differ into the degree of Hezek which has been caused. How far they reduced. According to some Achroinim, all they've introduced here is Tircha. You're going to have, you have Yayin, you have Midameya pay raisav. You're gonna have to sell it to a koyin. Irev leitipas yayin, and osar al kol olav. The Sama Achronim will explain or time oichlin term shel chaveiro. Different degrees of hezek which they impose, total, partial. But when Chazal made their din of hezek sheni nikar, so they included them as avos. So you'll have in the Gemara an example of delivering a Gemara later on in this Masechta. If your animal gets taken in by Beis Din, because it's an animal that has to be, because we have to be done when the animal is a tamra muad, when the animal was mazik, it was maimus. So the Beis Din won't do without seeing the animal. So the owner says, by allowing the Beis Din to collect the animal, you were mazik me. I was going to hide the animal. I was going to shech the animal. Right? So there's no Hezek HaNikir there. No, but Chazal said there is some kind of a loss. Because you put it in the place is Nikir. A person plants Kalayim or plants his grapes near your vineyard, and they grow and they make your vineyard, make your wheat into Kalayim. Hezek Sheina Nikr. You're going to have to sell it to a goy. It's going to Lechaira. You're not going to be forced to sell it for less. But it's a tircha. You have to take it to a special marketplace. You have to put a special sticker on it. Lola Ochlei. Lola Ochlei. So that's part of it's a nicker. So the Rabbanon made it into an Av. That's what Rechia is saying. The Chiddush of Rechia, and this is the answer to Eli's question before. The Rechia is giving us a Chiddush, it's not like the Tvei Yeshua, that Chazal of the Koyach to make Avos. What make Avos? The ability to make a mazik and make it into av ki'ilu was kosav v'hedjim, which means don't pay meitav teshlumen. And lachar means that they will be told us that later daris have the ability to darshan ki'ilu their avos as genetika. Right, so that's Reb Chiya's Chiddush. Reb Chiya's, we begin the Masechta very, very tied to the idea that we're listing Avos and Mefurish B'Kara. But L'Chaira, you have to say, Hezek Sheina Nikar, if it's Hezek Sheina Nikar, it means that Reb Chiya has a different list altogether. It's a list of Tashlumin. And then one more chiddush. that Chazal were misaken, ki'ilu they were overs. The Rambam then explains to us what is a hezek shenikes sheniniker. And this is as far as I've found the Rashi's are able to go in this sugya. And explaining the kavanas akrovi. Sheniniker hoilva nishtana hadover. So the Rambam is articulating for us the idea which is most hard to understand over here. L'chayra, we understand Hezek as Hefzid Maman. So Hefzid Maman is Hefzid Maman. And the Rambam is pointing out to us, no, if you hold, we passed in Hezek, Shenikah, Lavshay Hezek. That means that the Torah is saying that what is that the chiyuve de reiser hezek is because I have changed some of your property. The chiyuv tashlumen of odom mazik momen, the chiyuv de rabbanon of odom mazik momen is I caused you a loss. The chiyuv de reiser of odom mazik momen is I've changed your property. Now this is how Rav Chaim explained it, and the Rav built this understanding from Rav Chaim, based on the Rav Chaim that we have mentioned, which you're going to have to know by heart by the end of the Zaman, Toyin V'nitin, Perakei Aloha Beis, because this was, again, a Yisoy by Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim said if a person is Moidev and Miktas on money that has to do with Hezek Karkois, so since ein nishbon al karkois, so therefore there's no shavua on that money as well. Achayif v'sodach haver boi resichin v'arais divsi dua. So there is no shavua de raisa. From chayim no shavua de raisa. I owe you money, but karkas potter mishavua. But I'm not being nishbon the kark, I'm being nishbon the money. Said Rav Chaim, no. When it comes to a shvua that's generated by Hezek, so Momayna Hezek is my chiyuv to replace that which I damaged. If I can't replace that which I damaged, I pay in its place. But the chiyuv Hezek is because I ruined your property. The only can understand this Rambam. Moideh b'miktsas is chayev ashvua, but if it's because I was mazik your property and I claim I was only mazik half of the property, so then I'm potter mishvua. You have to be potter mishvua. I owe you money. I'm only moideh to half the money. Vayistachoyis that I'm being moideh to damaging your property, I'm being moided that I have to compensate you. What does that mean? I have to build your property back. I'm being nishba ala karka. But since I can't build your property back, I pay. So Chaim says, you see, from that Rambam, and the Rambam we just learned, that's the same idea. Hoyo v'loy nishtan adov the machlekes and nika v'loy nika. Is a machlokes is how did the Torah define the obligation of the mazik? I would say, how did the Torah, what was the Torah teaching us in Makeh Behema Yishalmena? It has to be doimit to Makeh Behema. So if you hold Hezek Shenikah Lashmei Hezek, that means it has to be doimit that I caused you hefsid. But apparently those who disagree say of all of the various examples of Hezek that the Torah brought Davka, one where I'm doing some, I would say some Maisa Hezek. Not entirely accurate. I'm changing your property. A Mazik is a person who changes, a Gazan robs your property. But a Mazik, he changes your property. So that's as far as we can get an understanding Lanius Daiti. This and Metavi Paskin. Hezek and Nikolashin Lab Shmei Hezek means me Dinday Raisa. The Parsha of Hezek is the Parsha of a Mazik, is called a person who is Mishana Tsirosei Shal Vishusi Shalacher. My Chiyuv is to make that property whole again. My tashlumen is bimkoin that. My payment of edis is because I'm bringing you closest to being able to do that. But l'chara, we have to say against the Pnei Yeshua, like the Bali Atosfos, that Rechiyah is being mechadish to us, there's din of the obvious nizik and the rabbanim. L'chara, that's Oilam he calls that. All right? We're all good.
You're saying that this is like the Kaddish, and that's like other Mazik?
Yeah.
Is there a particular place? Is that different than Shor Mazik? Or is it different than any other type of Mazik? That the Mechayer of Mazik is changing
the
place.
The Mechayer
of other Mazik is changing the property.
Yeah.
It's not the property, but that only for other
mazik,
for everyone also.
All
the other
mazik. I have to think, if the moment of mazik would impose the hezek chain and nicker. Right? So that's what we learn. Right? Mechali l'mechali karna.
Well, that is
nicker. Yeah, the mice says it is nicker there. My initial impression is that it's only about a mazik. I'll tell you why, because by Behema being Matul Glolim, so Lachar doesn't matter whether Behema is Matul Glolim, or not Matul, or is Matul just Mever Glayim.
It's Matul Glolim.
When it believes itself. So there we were not Machalai. But it's hard, it'd be hard to find an example. All of the Hezek and Nikki, Lashma Hezek are all examples of some kind of Easter. So I'm not sure. I have to
also
find it. I'm not sure.
Rabbi said that
No. It's mukhav that they always need not have tolos. Not that there aren't tolos. Right? He's listing those, even those who don't have tolos. But the chayra, the chiddush of making a drabbanan to get an av, is the chayra that we have to compare, bring it back to these three. And that would explain why we have three that is so similar to each other. That's what Rebbe Eger points out, whether it's a hefsid gomer, whether it's a minimal hefsid. Okay, good. Do you have a mincha? Your minion can stay?